We are going to continue the hour by talking about a new hotline that has just been launched. Actually, it's been around for a while, just a new, easier to remember number. We're talking about the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline. That's been in existence since 2005 for folks who need to call and speak to a trained professional who are in mental health crises, thinking about suicide, things like that. It has had a long, regular 7-digit number with an area code. Now they have shortened it up. So if you are having a mental health crisis, thoughts about suicide, just need to talk to someone, it's an easy number to remember. The number is 988. Call that to be connected to the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline. Mental health experts have been pushing for this for a while and now getting the word out about the new number so as many people as possible know about it. We're joined in the studio by Dr. Christina Cruz, who's an assistant professor in the UNC Department of Psychiatry, whose work specializes in youth and adolescent mental health. Dr. Cruz, thank you so much for being with us today. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
So tell us about the importance of this move, creating the 3-digit number for the lifeline.
Well, it's important because crisis help is now immediately available and easily accessible with just 3 numbers, similar to 911, which we all know. The hope is 988 also becomes that accessible. And so it's for anyone in mental health crisis, so not just suicidal concerns, but really any concerns. It's someone to call in an emergency.
And I mean, I know, like, we've talked on the air a number of times. Every time there is someone has a mental health crisis and we're talking about it on the air, we always mention the lifeline. And I can never remember the number. I have to look it up, and I have to look it up every single time. So the fact that you can just pick up the phone and call this 3 digits, like, that's got to be hugely helpful for people.
Big time. And I'll also say that they've just recently expanded to include texting and online chat on the website. And so that also should be increasing access if one cannot get on the phone to physically talk. So these are all huge breakthroughs in access.
Text the same number,
988? 988. You can text 988. That's right.
So who is this for? Who can call this line? Who should call this line?
Really anyone who's having a mental health crisis or who's around someone who's having a mental health crisis, any age, any person, with any insurance or no insurance. This is really for everybody to be able to access. And it's so that someone who's trained, a licensed mental health professional, will be responding. And so it's not just a dispatcher who will be sending someone, but really someone who's there to help you think through what's happening, try to intervene with crisis, and only send someone out if they have to. Most of the calls we've learned in North Carolina recently, about 86%, end with that call because that's all that was needed.
And I think that's an important point, too, because I know people are always concerned, and I've had such a widespread national discussion about the role of policing, especially when it comes to mental health crises, and is police necessarily the right response and all of this. The fact that most of these calls, they don't end with people getting sent out to your house, like, that's I think, reassuring to know.
Absolutely. And I will say, caveat, of course, that if it really is a crisis where someone needs to be sent out, someone will be sent out. Like, this is not meant to only be counseling. But again, most calls end with just the counseling, which I think should be reassuring to a lot of folks that it really is just someone who can support them in a time of need.
And I think also a good point, too, and very much like 911, it doesn't have to be you having the emergency, someone close to you, you're picking up the phone and calling for them. What can I do to help? That's what it's there for, too, right?
That's right, exactly.
Yep. Speaking with Dr. Christina Cruz, UNC Department of Psychiatry, talking about the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline. The new number to call is 988. You can text that number. Two, very easy to remember and accessible to anyone, and they're making this move in the context of what we have talked about on numerous occasions, a mental health crisis in this country, particularly in your work deals with kids and young adults and teens and adolescents. What should folks know about the situation that the folks are facing today?
In terms of children and adolescents, the crisis, I think, continues. I think as COVID continues to evolve and change, the fact is that kids and adolescents and transitional aged youth, so college kids too, have been in isolation for a long time. And so the amount of time it took for us to get to this point, we assume is going to be about if not more, of the time it's going to take to get out of it mental health-wise. And so crises continue, things are continuing to come to a head, our emergency rooms continue to be full. And so that's the state right now. The hope is with things like schools opening, things like 988 coming about, there's at least more support. But nevertheless, people should be patient with themselves, with their children, with their adolescents, knowing that even if the pandemic evolves such that things like masks are no longer mandatory, the mental health effects of what has happened may still be there.
I can imagine it can be difficult for someone to pick up the phone for the first time, partly just the inertia that you have to get over to pick up the phone and reach out for help, but also just when do I? Like, what is the point at which I pick up the phone and reach out for help? What do you suggest? What is your recommendation for people who are like, I don't know when is the point at which I should reach out and call?
The threshold should be low. So if you're thinking it, do it. Mm-hmm. There is no cost to calling 988. No one will judge you if it was a call that didn't end up in a mobile health crisis unit coming out. In fact, again, majority of calls, that's not the case. And so if you think it, do it. I think that should be it. And if it turns out you only needed a few minutes and that was it, fantastic. It costs no one anything. This is provided by the federal and state governments. And so it's here for you for that. So when in doubt, call.
And that's what they're there for, right? Like,
exactly.
They're waiting for you to call.
They're waiting for you to call 24 hours a day. In fact, North Carolina is the number two state in the country for responding to these calls, where 98% of calls right now are leading to speaking directly with a counselor, whereas nationally, one in six calls do not end up with a counselor. And so we've been doing it really well. We've had a center since 2012. And we are a backup center for the nation because we're doing it so well. So you should rest assured that it's there for you, and it's supposed to be a licensed counselor that you're talking to immediately.
Speaking with Dr. Christina Cruz, UNC Department of Psychiatry. As we wrap up this conversation, what else should folks know about the 988 number or anything else?
I think that in addition to it being something where you can call and it ends in a call, if you feel like you are in an emergency and need help, they are still the number that you can call to have someone show up to help. Mm. You can think about 911 or 988, either is fine. For folks to know, here in Chapel Hill specifically, we've done it really well since 1973 with a crisis unit where law enforcement and mental health come together to respond. And so know that that's still a place to reach out in an emergency where you feel like someone does need to come. But either way, think of 988 when it's time for a mental health help, because they can also do things like connect you to our local managed care organization, Alliance, here in Orange County, who eventually can help you also find outpatient resources if that's the way you need to go. So I would say call, and they'll try to get you what you need.
You can call 988. You can text 988. If people want information online, where's a good place to go?
988lifeline.org. And that is the website where you can also chat if you aren't able to text or call but have internet access.
988lifeline.org is the website. Go there and find out more as well. And again, reach out if you are thinking about calling. No reason not to pick up the phone and call. Dr. Christina Cruz, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thanks for having me.